This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools in this morning. I want to talk about the winter gathering tomorrow night, but first off, let's just talk about the last few days. What things have been like to deal with? Are you closed? Are you delayed? All of that. I think people will be interested in knowing kind of behind the scenes, and every district varies a little bit, but what does Roseburg do to make those decisions?
Well, we're up early in the morning. We've got a team that we get out about 4 a.m., drive the roads, try to get a sense of the variations of elevation in our community. We like to make a decision by about 5:15 on if we're going to delay or not. And then Wednesday was unique because we delayed. Then it looked good, and weather changed pretty dramatically from about 7:30 to 8 o'clock. We ended up canceling. We've had the most variation in the weather, interestingly enough, from about 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. to about 8 a.m. So we're on the roads making decisions, try to get information out to families no later than 5:30 if we're going to delay, and then no later than about 7:30, although that didn't happen Wednesday. So out early and trying to make our best guess on this unpredictable weather.
Well, and that has been, every district has been doing that. Last week we had a number of districts start out with delays, I think particularly on Wednesday, and move to closure status. And you think about all the impacts of that, and you know, it's like hurry, hurry, wait, stop. You know, everybody's got to adjust to that. But the reality is, in this area, just like we talk about with wine production, the differences in elevations are pretty dramatic from one location to another, and sometimes just a mile away.
Yeah, it is interesting. Superintendents obviously are on a we'd get on a call early in the morning to see what each other's doing. What's interesting last week is Roseburg was kind of that mid area where a day before Sutherland had the worst of the weather, or excuse me, Winston, I think, did. And then and then Sutherland, it flipped. So even in this valley, it varies greatly, the weather does. We try to do our best, again, knowing that the goal is to make sure we can get kids there safe. And we've got, remember, 16-year-olds driving oftentimes and buses going up and down. So try to make the best decision we can. And we realize the impact of that on parents as well, who have their own work obligations. And so it's a balance. We try to do the best we can do.
Yeah, and I know this morning somebody messaged me and wondered if Roseburg had changed because their student's bus was late, but they're, you know, on a hill in Melrose, so things probably just going a little slower.
Yeah, we had several, you know, we started today thinking we were okay by about 5 o'clock, and then we ended up with 6 or 7 bus routes this morning on snow routes. We had a bus in the ditch this morning at about 6:15 or so. So we just adjust as we go, and we're grateful for people being patient as we try to understand Mother Nature and sometimes the variances here in our community.
Well, let's come back to this winter gathering, and it's happening tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7 at Roseburg High School. Something new. Tell us about it.
Well, we're always interested in, you know, getting the community's input on schools, whether you have children here or not. And that's been a theme as we've talked about things like bonds in the past and things. It's, several people said, no, I don't have kids in school anymore. Schools are kind of irrelevant to me. And we're looking forward to just hearing the community's voice on, you know, what excites them about our future as a community. And of course, our schools are really inextricably linked with the success of our community. So we're grateful for the Ford Family Foundation. They were able to give us a grant to get some food and some other things together. We'll have dinner, some engagement activities, book giveaways, a photo booth. We'll have some art displays, RHS band. So we're encouraging families, if they can join us tomorrow, or individuals, whether you have children or not in our schools or grandchildren or not, please come. We'll be at Roseburg High School in the Student Center tomorrow, 5:30 until we finish, probably until about 7.
So even though it's at the high school, though, this is really for the entire district.
It is, and I would say for the entire community. Again, whether you have children in our schools or not, please come. We're excited to hear from our community as we build a shared vision for success for our community.
So is this going to be kind of a more informal setting?
Yeah, it'll be pretty informal. We do have there's kind of an activity we'll work through to get some community input on some things, but we will follow this up with a spring gathering a couple months down the line.
And obviously hearing from the community is important. A lot of things going on to look at. You made a lot of shifts at Roseburg High School just in terms of building usage and all of that. A lot going on.
Yeah. And again, this will be, you know, part of our strategic vision process. The board's done a really good job of developing a strategic plan vision. This will help us as we move that work forward. And also just call out, we'll have several community partners there as well. We'll have Thrive Umpqua, Valley to Farm and School, ADAPT, and some other community partners there as well tomorrow night.
All right. So again, 5:30 to 7 at Roseburg High School. And also, since we mentioned the high school, we talked about this a while back. Kind of give us an update on the old main building and where things are out there.
Well, currently we have all the classes are moved out with the exception of, we still have students in there every day for the weight room. So we've got weight training, and the weight room is in the what used to be the cafeteria auditorium, or I guess the auditorium in that main building. Rest of the students and staff are out of that building in between the commons and some new portables. And again, that will be part, that rebuild will be the rebuild that will be part of the bond proposal for May of 2023.
So that is not that far off. And I imagine more information about specifics on that are still getting worked out.
Yeah, we have some renderings of what that could look like. We had good conversations last year with the community. And again, on the bond front, what we heard from the community is timing wasn't right last year. Little bit too much money. Please come back with a bond package that was kind of restructured, a little more affordable for the community, and that's what people will see in the May bond.
Well, and of course, as things worked out, we got hit with a lot of inflation that time of the year, and everybody starts looking at numbers and going, wait a second.
Yeah, that's right. So the board passed a resolution on the bond, so we will run a May 23 bond. The only building in that bond will be, in terms of new build, will be the old main of the high school. And then really it'll be focused on security and health and safety for all buildings other than that.
Now, as we have up as a story today as well, on Thursday night, the board extended your contract for another year. Sounds like a kind of a presentation about what had been going on in the past year as part of that evening.
Yeah, I was always grateful to work through that process to figure out, you know, things that I can get better at in terms of how we can help, you know, do a better job and reflect on some of the real positive things happening with our school. So good evening. Grateful for the board. They've done a real great job and excited to have another year here in this community.
All right. Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools. Again, that winter gathering tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7 in the Roseburg High School Student Center. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
8:38 at the Morning Report.